Hello, friends. I am your host of Good Deeds, Nanette Weiser, and with me today is Heidi Cornell. She is the executive director of Daystar Life Center, and she has an incredible announcement to make and an event to preview. Welcome, Heidi.
Hello. Thank you, Nanette, for having me.
So tell us a little bit first about what Daystar Life Center does. We know from our friend Wendy Wesley, Think Pete Eats. We have heard a lot about it, but we want to hear from you and what Daystar does.
Wonderful. Well, Daystar addresses food insecurity and financial instability here in our Pinellas County community, particularly amongst the residents of St. Petersburg. We address food insecurity in a unique way in that we have our own food pantry farm right on property. So we grow about 2 tons of produce annually every year. And we teach others how to do that. So we believe that helping individuals access fresh produce through growing their own will really help a family reach some sort of stability through education, classes, and all of those things. We also address financial crisis for households by providing assistance in a true crisis situation.
Tell me a little bit about the importance of learning nutrition for young children and how that is a lifelong lesson that keeps them healthy.
Absolutely. So, you know, part of what we address here at Daystar is making sure that children at a young age understand where their food comes from and develop healthy lifestyles. Because when you are able to do that and you have access to healthy foods and fresh fruits and meats and produce, you're able to really function better in school. You're able to manage weight. You have energy, and what we are seeing is the kids that have engaged in our agricultural program, their families are reporting back that their test scores have improved, that their attention levels are improving, and that their overall interest and enthusiasm for life is improving because they have a better understanding of the world around them. It's an experiential learning.
And when you say they are involved in growing food, you mean they are working in the farm, in the garden, right?
They are. So with our kids programs, the children come here and they get a lesson on things like pollinators or composting, and they also learn about different crops that are growing at that time, so whatever's in season, and then they harvest. And then they take what they harvest back inside, and they work with our nutritionist and Wendy and a few other members of our team, our wonderful volunteers too, and our farm manager, Ted, and they create a meal together, something that's kid-friendly, something that's easy to create, something that also combines foods that you may find in the food pantry, and we teach them how to make them a little healthier, so that they are learning skills like baking, and they're learning math through measurements, and they're learning how to use knives, and they're just having a better appreciation as a group together, and it's a fun activity.
Well, then let's get that drum roll. I wish I had a drum here, and let's tell everyone about Little Bites of Hope, and congratulations on this.
What's going on? So we are so very, very blessed that the Allegheny Franciscan Sisters, along with the Suncoast Credit Union Foundation, have sponsored the ability for us to have a special children's resource room dedicated just to the children. And it is called the Little Bites of Hope Children's Resource Center. It's located right here at Daystar, and we'll be able to run programming directly for children. The other benefit of having this resource room is it will be fully moderated at all times by a volunteer. So even when there isn't a scheduled activity taking place in the room, we will have opportunities for families who are engaging with maybe our financial coach or taking part in agricultural programs made for adults or meeting with our nutritionist they'll be able to have somewhere for their child to go while they are here on property. So we're removing those barriers. We also have received a wonderful donation from St. Pete College, and they are they provided us with some technology so that we'll be able to teach computer literacy classes to children and young adults in the resource center as well.
Oh, it's just wonderful. And I see you're going to have a kids' snack pantry with nutritious,
yes,
stuff, friendly food, story time sessions led by volunteers. I volunteer. Creative crafts to engage and inspire. But, you know, here's where kids will learn to identify and taste and name healthy foods like fruits and vegetables. Who else is doing this, either in Tampa Bay or in the country?
So we really have kind of innovated an activity here. I mean, there's lots of programs that offer these activities. They usually come with a fee. Ours will always be free. And they don't offer the full extent to what we're able to in our program. So you might be able to take a cooking class at a culinary school, or you might be able to do a sports program or an activity in an after-school program. But to be able to do that full gamut of programming, really, Daystar is it.
You know, and really, I want to point out that, you know, this is a 40-year commitment, more than 40 years, right? You have supported, as a nonprofit resource hub for South St. Pete, and help neighbors to find stability, hope, and community. And I think that, you know, during the hurricanes, I know everyone had challenges. You were there for people, and you have been there for people. Tell me a little bit about your journey and how, Heidi, I know that you're an MBA, but tell us a little bit about how you came to Daystar.
It's kind of it was almost like it was a calling. I consider it divine intervention, actually. I spent the first part of my life and most of my career working in healthcare in New York State. And over time, we had started vacationing here in St. Petersburg. And we decided we really enjoyed the area, and we thought, you know what, that'd be great. We invested in a little bit of property, and we thought that'll be our retirement property. We'll just rent it out from now on. My parents ended up becoming snowbirds, so they stayed in the property, and we just never could get rid of it. There was just something special about St. Petersburg. So since 2009, we've been coming here. And then during the throes of COVID in 2020, something really incredible happened. New York State suspended so many programs, and mine was one of them. And it really put a lot of things into a different perspective in my life. And I thought, gosh, I always thought I was essential. And I want to make a difference. I really want to stimulate change. I want to be part of the community again. It was becoming very depressing being isolated. So we came down here, and we decided we were going to live here. And after a little bit of time, I almost gave up because I said, you know what, it's not meant to be. We're not meant to be here. I couldn't really find work in healthcare at the time that was equivalent to my skill set. And out of the blue, I got a phone call from the board of directors here at Daystar, and he invited me to come visit, and I did. And it was like all the other doors were closed to me because this was the door that I was supposed to enter. And we just meshed right away. It just became, there was so much potential here. And this is such a wonderful organization. It's run by so many amazing volunteers. It's supported by the community. And it's for the community, you know, people helping people since 1982 is our moniker. And it really, truly is that.
So, you know, first of all, I want to say this is also this launch of the new program, Little Bites of Hope, coincides with Daystar Life Center's official rebranding to Daystar Life. Now, tell me a little bit about that, because that's a very holistic, it really is a big shift, a big mind shift, and an interesting pivot. It's a people-first approach. Tell me a little bit about that rebranding.
So, you know, we started talking a little while ago about a logo that kept our mission in mind, But, you know, every business over time has to, you know, get a new logo that resonates. In the digital age, our current logo, though it, you know, is very literal, it wasn't copying over digitally. And so that started a whole conversation. And then the holistic approach, Daystar isn't just a place. Daystar is a way of life. We are Daystar. The whole community is Daystar. And Daystar is a mission. And so by removing the word center and being known as Daystar Life is really more empowering and really helps our participants really on their journey, because now we're all in this together.
I love that. Well, tell us a little bit of details, folks. On May 15th, Daystar Life invites the community to a special ribbon cutting. And tell us some of the things that will be going on that day.
So during the ribbon cutting, obviously the Chamber of Commerce will be here to assist with that. We will have tours available for the entire property, including the Children's Center. We also will have members of our farm team available to tour the edible garden and discuss anything they need to know about programs that we run through there, and resources that people might need or community partners that might want to join this venture with us. Really the reveal of our brand new logo, and we'll have Father Damien from St. Mary's Our Lady of Grace here to bless the property, the building, and the new logo.
Wonderful. And that's going to be from 10 to 11, folks, on May 15th, Daystar Life, 1055 28th Street South, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33712. Please tell us, our listeners, how they can find out more about Daystar, the website, and Facebook, please.
Absolutely. So you can find us online on our website at daystarlife.org. That's daystarlife.org. You can also find us on our Facebook pages. Currently, we're still branded as Daystar Life Center on Facebook, and also Daystar Life Center on Instagram. We are the Daystar Life Center located in St. Petersburg. There is a few other Daystars that are not affiliated with us. They don't do the same thing. So I just always want to point that out, that you're following the right one. And we also, we have a YouTube channel where we have a few programs posted, and we've been adding more and more content to our YouTube channel every day.
And while we're talking, I just want to do another shout out to St. Pete Eats, Wendy Wesley, who has spoken so frequently about Daystar, has shared so many of the wonderful recipes that she does there. And as a future farmer and a past farmer of America, I want to be Wendy and you in another life, please.
Absolutely. You're welcome here anytime, Nanette. Please, we'll roll up your sleeves and do story time with our kids.
Absolutely. So, folks, listen, for Good Deeds, you have been listening to an interview with Heidi Cornell, the executive director of Daystar Life. Please join them on the 15th of May. And I want to wish everyone a happy Mother's Day. And before we sign off, Heidi, is there anything special going on Sunday? Or are you just all gearing up for the 15th?
We are all gearing up for the 15th, but on the 17th, they can join us for the first program that we're running out of the resource room, which will be our Daystar Kids Eat program in its new location.
That is wonderful. Folks, check the article that goes with this interview. And Heidi, we want to thank you for Good Deeds. I am your host, Nanette Weiser. Thank you, Heidi, for being with us today on Radio St. Pete.
Thank you, Nanette. Take care.